Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we want to begin a new series. And we're going to begin looking at a prayer that the Apostle Paul prayed for Christians. And from that prayer, we're going to see the importance of knowing how our past, our present, and our future all come together. Now, I know that doesn't mean anything to you yet, but that's what we're going to work on. I think you're going to find this series very helpful. Let me start by saying this. In some ways, Christianity is like putting together a jigsaw puzzle. Did you ever put together a puzzle when you were a kid? I love putting puzzles together. If I had time, I'd do it now. But you know how it works. You get a box with a bunch of pieces, and they all fit somewhere. Well, Christianity is like that in some ways. Every sermon you hear gives you a piece of the puzzle. The problem is, though, nobody ever shows you the picture on the box. And because we don't know what the completed puzzle looks like, we don't know where to put the individual pieces or whether they even belong to the puzzle. Can you relate to what I'm saying? Have you ever tried to put a jigsaw puzzle together without looking at the box, the picture on the box? It's extremely helpful. You get a piece that's mostly red. Well, you have no idea where it fits, but you can look on the box and see that in the upper left-hand corner, there's a red barn. So you know the piece goes somewhere over there. The picture on the box is very helpful. But you become a Christian, and you go to church, and you hear a sermon. Then you turn on the radio, and you hear another sermon. And then maybe you go to a home Bible study, and you hear another teaching. And it's three different ideas that may not even seem to fit or might even seem to contradict each other, and you don't know where to put them. Well, part of my job as a teacher is to show you the picture on the box. By picture on the box, I mean the overall plan of God. That's one of the things I'm called to do, is to show you the overall plan of God to help you understand and utilize the individual pieces more effectively. And, well, let me say it this way. We're going to really hammer on the big picture in this series and how individual pieces fit into the big picture. We're going to begin by talking about the past and the future and how they work together. It's vitally important that we understand the connection between our past, our present, and our future, because our past and our future can either ruin our present or enrich, energize, and empower our present. Let me say that again. It's vitally important that we understand the connection between our past, our present, and our future, because our past and our future can either ruin our present or they can energize, enrich, and empower our present. If your past is filled with failures and disappointments and your future looks hopeless, you'll have no peace, joy, or victory in the present moment. Does that make sense? I mean, you know that's true. If your past is filled with failures and disappointments and your future looks hopeless, you'll have no peace, joy, or victory in the present moment. There's how the past, the future, and the present connect. If your past has failures, your future is hopeless, your present's going to be doubly miserable. But if you know that your past is filled with promise and potential, and that your future includes the realization of both, you'll be able to deal more effectively with whatever comes your way in this present life. Let me say that again. If you know that your past is filled with promise and potential, and let me give you a hint, if you're a Christian, your past is filled with promise and potential. I know you've messed up, so have I. We have to explain that. But when you understand the promise and potential of your past, and when you realize that your future includes the realization of the promise and the potential, it'll help you deal with this life more effectively. When you understand the big picture or the overall plan of God, you'll see that your past is good and your future is bright. That's why I want to show you the picture on the box. I want to show you God's overall plan, because your past in the overall plan of God is very good and your future is bright in the overall plan of God. If Jesus is your Lord and Savior today, your past is good and your future is bright. Now, I have to explain that because I realize probably most of the people listening, what you know of your past and what you see in the future doesn't look real good. But God's Word will give you a different perspective on how to look at your past and how to look at your future, because God's Word gives us God's overall plan, the big picture. The Bible is the picture on the box, if I can say it that way, the whole Bible. And this perspective will help you rise above life's many challenges. In case you haven't noticed, life is very hard for everybody. You may have a period of peace and calm, but something big is just around the corner. That's just the nature of life in a fallen world. And actually, it's not what you see, it's how you see what you see that enables you to go through life's challenges in victory or in defeat. It's not what you see, it's how you see what you see. It's your perspective. And if you can learn to see your life in terms of the overall plan of God, it'll help you deal with life's many challenges. Now, that brings us to a prayer that Paul prayed. It's recorded for us in the Epistle to the Ephesians. He, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote this prayer and said that he prayed this prayer for Christians living in the city of Ephesus. Ephesus was a real place. It was actually the capital of the Roman province of Asia. Asia is modern-day Turkey. Today it's called Turkey, the nation of Turkey. And Ephesus was a city located in the western part, actually on the coastline. Paul prayed the prayer that I'm going to read you for believers living in the city of Ephesus. Now, let me give you a little background. I like to give you history to help you to see the Bible gives accounts of real people who lived real lives and got real help from God. These things are recorded in part to encourage us. If God helped them, He'll help us. Well, Paul had a lot invested in the people who lived in the city of Ephesus. He had established the church. You could go back to Acts chapter 19 and read how he actually led the people to the Lord that became the nucleus for the church. And then he stayed there for 3 years, more than any other city he visited. He went to a lot of cities and established a lot of churches in his ministry. But this church, he spent more time with them than anybody else. And for 2 of the 3 years that he was there, he actually taught every day, all day in a local school, things concerning the kingdom of God. Now, I'm not taking time to read it, but you can read about it in Acts chapter 19 and then Acts chapter 20. Paul eventually left them to go on to other places, but he wrote this letter to them at a later date, actually almost 10 years later. He was actually in prison in Rome when he wrote this letter, this epistle, to the people living in Ephesus. And everything that he wrote in this letter would have been said in the context of what he taught them over the course of the 3 years he was with them. But this prayer shows us how Paul prayed for Christians. Now, I bring that point up to you because people struggle with prayer, what to pray, how to pray. We could do a whole lesson on this, but the Bible says that if we learn to pray according to the will of God, we'll always get an answer, and that answer is always yes. The problem is we don't know how to pray according to the will of God. Now, that's a whole can of worms for another day, but God's written word, the Bible, reveals his will. So if you can find prayers in the Bible and pray them, you know you're praying something that's in line with the will of God, which means it will be answered, and the answer is yes. This is a Holy Spirit-inspired prayer for Christians. In this prayer, Paul prayed for believers that God would give them revelation and insight in three specific areas as they grew to know him more and more. Let me just read part of the prayer. It's Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to start in verse 17. I'm going to read verses 17, 18, and 19. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. In other words, he's asking God to help them see him more clearly. Then he went on to pray that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe. He prayed that God would give these people revelation and insight in three specific areas as they grew to know him more and more. He prayed they'd know the hope of God's calling, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of his power toward them. Now, that's a prayer in line with the will of God, which means he answers it, and the answer is yes. But notice something. He didn't pray for a new job, or a new donkey cart, or better marriages for the believers. I mean, there's nothing wrong with praying for any of that. But he asked God to give them increasing revelation of himself, which would give them more insight in these three specific areas. The hope that they all have, the inheritance that they all have, and the power of God that's working in them and through them. Paul knew. Well, let me say it this way. I know those things don't seem helpful when you need a new car or you need a better marriage. But Paul had already taught these people in these three areas, and he wanted these people to have greater insight because he knew that if they learned to walk in these truths, the hope that they had, the inheritance that they had, and the power that they had, it would enable them to deal with any crisis of life in victory. I want to encourage you to begin to pray this prayer for yourself and your loved ones. You put your name in it. More next week.
You've been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619. 19.